Now, what would you call that illegal kind of whiskey then?
Bad whiskey.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
And,
cheap whiskey.
Would that be illegal? That kind?
That you made out in the woods, yeah.
But you call it?
Bad whiskey, I would. Cheap moonshine. It's moonshine whiskey, and it's bad whiskey, as far as I'm concerned.
And what about if you went to the store and you said, I'd like to, I don't have but $4. I'd like to buy something real cheap. What would you call something like that? Cheap whiskey that you can buy in the store?
Bourbon. You can buy cheap bourbon.
Do all kinds of different cheap whiskey have a name?
Yeah, I don't know the name, so that's one thing you're lost. I heard of early time, they said that's a cheap whiskey. That's one I won't never forget, because in another, as a book, they said that's a cheap whiskey. Because that was, my friends used to live out in the other section, and they drink that stuff, and they would be sick from it, and they said it would cost for cheap whiskey. That's the best I can keep you on that.
So you just call it cheap whiskey?
Mm-hmm. Cheap whiskey and bad whiskey.
All right. Well, now, have you ever heard of anything called Splug?
No.
What would something like rot gut be? You ever heard of that?
Yeah.
What would that be?
That's bad too. Rot gut, that's bad whiskey too.
Would that be that you made illegally?
Illegal. Either one. It's bad. Rot gut is bad whiskey. It can be made by by steel or made by the factory.
Alright. And now, if you're in there, you're cooking something, and it just
smells bad.
No.
Just smells.
All right. So if your husband came in and said, "That makes me so hungry," just
smelling it.
So what's that?
Just smelling it.
Okay. So if then your daughter came in and she'd say, "What are you doing?" He'd say, "It smells so good, just
scenting it."
No, it, what would he tell her to do?
Just smell it.
All right. And if you crush cane, have you ever grown cane?
No.
Have you ever seen it grown?
Yes.
Now if you crush it and you boil the juice, what do you make?
Syrup.
And what else do you make?
That's all. You just make juice or syrup.
What about that?
Molasses, you call it that. It's syrup still.
Now, is that thin molasses?
All the same. Molasses and syrup the same thing. Okay.
So you say, is it real thick or is it?
Medium. You can make it, cook it till it get real thick, or you can have it thin.
Okay. So
depends.
So if your husband says, "Is that thick?" you say, "The molasses
is thin or is thick."
All right. And do you know any other names to distinguish between syrup and molasses, or is it always the same thing?
I say it's the same thing. I don't know the difference between, but it, you use syrup only to eat. But they call molasses. Some people call syrup molasses. I know I've said it, but I really don't think it's the same, though. Because you use molasses for stock. You mix it with feed for animals.
What do you put on hotcakes?
Syrup.
And does the kind of sweetening make any difference in what it's called?
It's different. The difference made is what it's made out of. That I don't know. It's a different kind of cane, I guess.
So molasses and syrup made out of a different kind of cane?
I guess it is, yeah. It must be. Because I remember